All right, here we are. I'm not ready to make nice, still not ready to back down. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with the American Awakening Friday edition, May the 11th, 2007. Boy, this year is flying by, I'll tell you. I mean, you know, the older you get, the faster they go. Anyway, all right, I'm going to start out. I've got a guest coming up today. I had a guy call into my show yesterday. I had a guy on, as a lot of you know, Joe Saladino, and he was talking about the court, freedom and privacy in the courts. And he had made mention that we really don't own our children. And I had a gentleman call in yesterday with a really, really horrendous story, and it's an ongoing story about his children being taken away from him. So I called him after the show yesterday, and I'm going to have him up and on the air today and let him tell his story. And he's got an interesting website that I've been perusing around in. This is happening all over the place, guys. And so it's something that we need to address and take a look at. But at any rate, I got to get into my announcements first. Freedom to Fascism. Anybody who wants a copy, you want to send an email to freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. .net. That's Bobby. Had a nice conversation with Bobby today. Pleasant guy. Remember, you get a copy of Freedom to Fascism, share it with your friends. On the hate crimes bill, I made the announcement yesterday, and I want to re-announce it again. The Senate is not going to vote on the hate bill this week. However, that does not mean that we shouldn't still continue to call in to the Senate at 1-877-851-6437. Again, that's 1-877-851-6437. Or, if you got a cell phone, 202-225-3121. And you can call and congratulate Mr. Bush, gag, at 202-456-1111. Again, that's 202-456-1111. And leave this message. Thank you, Mr. President. For promising to veto the hate bill. I expect you to also reject any modified hate crime legislation. And yesterday on the air, I read to you just a little snippet from this article. I'm going to read it again because I think it's fascinating. The delay of S-1105 is a godsend to all who love freedom. It allows precious days to continue to bombard the Senate members with calls, emails, letters, and faxes. Callers report to the callers are reporting to the National Prayer Network that Senate receptionists say opposition to S-1105 is now, quote, very heavy. That's great. Just keep bombarding them, folks. I mean, we know what kind of a difference it makes. Look, we've got Ron Paul participating in the Fox debates on the 15th. It's because of us. It's because of you guys. So keep calling. And I know Bush said he's going to veto the bill. I don't believe a word he says. But in this case, I kind of believe him because it's going to swing some votes back into the Republican Party from the religious right. And it might even boost his polls a point or two, like that's going to make any difference. But at any rate, go ahead and call him up and, you know, choke it back and thank him for vetoing the bill that hopefully he's going to veto next week and show that you support the fact that he's going to veto the bill. Okay, let's see. I've got to talk about the gas out. Remember, there's a gas out on the 15th of May. Don't fill up your tank. Don't buy any gas whatsoever on the 15th of May. And also boycott Exxon and Mobil Gas. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our pledge drive. So stick with us. Be right back.
Keep People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I want to take a few minutes here and thank the latest donors that have sent in on the pledge drive. And that would be, Jay in California, $25. Thank you, Jay. Ken in Tennessee, $100. Thank you, Ken. Helen in California, $20. Thank you, Helen. Alan in Florida, $10. Thank you, Alan. Annette in Utah, $20. Thank you, Annette. Jean in Pennsylvania, doesn't say how much. Maybe, I don't know. But thank you anyway, Gene. Anna Marie in Pennsylvania, $100. Oh, and I'm sorry. Yes, it does say it. It was underneath, Gene. $50. Thank you very much. Anna Marie, Pennsylvania, $100. Thank you, Anna Marie. Sylvester, South Carolina, $20. Thank you, Sylvester. And Matthew from Minnesota, $25. So thank all of you guys. It's not over yet. Yes, I am going to bark at you a little bit today. We had some interesting news yesterday. John and Sandra got a letter from the landlord. Their lease is up in July, and they have notified them that they're going to be doing renovations on the building, so John and Sandra and the rest of us are required to move. What that means is there's added expense going, because now we need to move the T1 lines and all this equipment out, find another property, do the whole nine yards. So we're still in the pledge drive. We have, I want to thank you all who have donated up to this point, but we're not done yet, and we're going to keep on with this until we get what we need to get over the hump. We're still waiting on insurance.
We still have bills to pay. And for all those people that have donated, okay, this is not, this message isn't for you because I know how you feel when you donate. I've done it before and it makes you feel good. For those of you that are sitting out there that have not yet donated, you don't feel too good. And sometimes you grab your wallet and say, well, I've got to pay this or I've got to pay that. What I want to do is I want to focus right now on business owners and people, the professional people, the insurance people, the real estate people, the mortgage people, the car people, okay? All these people that are in these professions that have a lot of, they have a lot of income. They have expenses that they deduct if they pay taxes. If they don't, they get to keep it all, okay? This is something that you can turn around, write a check, or donate, you know, 5,000, 2,000, 1,000, 500, whatever, okay? And you know, when I was in the estate planning business, we used to go out during the week and we'd spend money on golf almost every day when the sun was shining. And we'd spend, $200-$300 a week because we had the cash flow. Those are the kind of businesses that have the cash flow. I know it's out there, guys. I'm asking all of the people that are in business that own businesses, that are in those professions, that have not yet donated anything, to write a check. We have gotten a lot of small checks from people, and we appreciate that. But this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg. We still have back bills to catch up on, and we still have to maintain the current level of bills, waiting on this insurance company, which they don't even know at this point how much money they're going to settle for on this incident. So I'm asking you again, dig down. This is not focused towards the people who cannot afford, whether they're deciding whether to pay for their prescriptions or their groceries. I'm not talking about you folks, okay? I'm talking about the folks who have not yet donated. I'm asking you, please, dig down, donate what you can donate. For these business owners out there, these guys that are driving around with expense accounts and so forth, hey, you know what? Send in $1,000. It isn't a big deal. You know it, and I know it, okay? So with that, you know, all I can tell you is that, well, what I've told you before, we bring a message, a valuable message to people. Another thing I want to mention to you is that anybody that has what they think is a knowledgeable guest or an experience that they think should be shared, I would, you know, suggest that you send me an email at discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000@yahoo.com, and suggest a guest for me. I had a gentleman on yesterday that was caught talking about the court system, and a caller called in with his story. I'm going to have him up on the air today. His story needs to be told, as I mentioned, you know, we've got to wake people up and let them know what is going on so we can address these issues. One more quick thought, okay? Back to where I was before. Send in some money. You want to send it to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, or you can get into republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, and make a donation. Keep those cards and letters coming. We're not done yet, folks. We're going to keep on barking this thing until we get up to level. Okay, we're coming back a little bit, but we need some more help, and it's up to you guys. So, without any further ado, so much for that, let's go to my guest, Stephen Pound in Florida, who called in yesterday with a very serious story, and I want him to share it from A to Z with all the listeners out there. So, Stephen, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Michael, if you call me Greg, it's Gregory Stephen Pound. I go by Greg.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Let me just change that here while I'm thinking about it. Okay, Greg. Now, you have a website that you have put up yourself, right?
Well, what happened is people have heard about what was happening to our family and to our case. There's people who've picked it up, and they put together a website, and one is rescuemykids.com, and one is freeourkids.com.
Okay, rescueourkids.com. Mm-hmm. All right, I want you to start from the beginning and tell a story of what happened to you and your family, Greg.
Well, it's been August 3rd, 2004, our daughter got bit by someone else's dog, and I wasn't home, my other three kids weren't here, and what happened was the Department of Children and Family, whenever there's an accident in Florida, DCF comes out and they send out an investigator, what they call a child protection investigator, from the sheriff's department. And the girl who came out, her name was Megan Gallagher, and in the process of her coming out, she made some allegations in the detention report to in the process of filling out this paperwork to take our children. She just put in a whole bunch. She just lied. It was just almost like when we went to court the first time and we seen the documentation, we just couldn't understand who this lady was talking about.
Okay, but let me stop you just a second, Greg. How old was your daughter at the time?
She was. Our daughter was just a baby. What happened was my sister came down from Michigan. I got a sister at single. She came to visit. We actually, my mother is 80 years old, 82 years at that time, and she's had several strokes. And what happens? So, we live in a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home here in Largo, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
My sister came down to visit, and on August, usually August, we have these high rains. It begins, the temperature goes up, and it starts raining. We get these rains at least once a day. And so, in the process, she let her dog in, and as she went through the house to close the windows to turn the air on because the humidity was going up, she didn't fully close the door. And what happens is the dog went in and actually picked up our baby daughter, Susanna, off the bed and carried the baby back to my wife where she was in the kitchen. She just got done breastfeeding the baby.
What kind of a dog was it?
It was a German Shepherd, a white German Shepherd.
Okay, now this was your wife's grandmother's dog?
No, it was my sister's dog.
Okay.
She came down from Michigan to visit here in Florida.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and so in that process, while she came here, this freak accident happened. I mean, the dog wasn't a violent dog, and me and my wife, we don't have dogs, we have kids. And so what happens is just she just came down with her dog. She didn't have anyone to take care of her dogs in Michigan, so she brought those. There was a fence in the backyard. The only reason they were in the house was because it was starting to rain, so that's the whole conclusion of the matter. They found out when they did their investigation that it was an accident. I mean, number one of the major accidents among children are dog accidents.
Okay, well, let me stop you for a second and ask you. Now, you say that the dog carried the baby into the other room.
Right.
Did the dog just make teeth marks? Did it accidentally bite her? Did it?
No, it just made teeth marks.
Okay.
Our daughter's fine. She's. I've seen her now for the past 2.5 years. I only see her 2 hours a month. For over almost going on 3 years now, and they're in daycare from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. But me and my wife only, now my wife hasn't seen them at all for 1 year and 3 months because she's been in hiding. We had another baby since then, which was born February the 4th, 2006, and they filed another false police report. I didn't get to finish what Megan Gallagher did.
Well, right, let's go back to the okay. Megan Gallagher. Now, this is the DCF lady,
right.
Child Protective Services,
right.
If you will. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, anyways, Megan Gallagher went ahead and 4 months into our case, she was arrested for falsifying 26 cases. Now, one evening, me and my wife, we were just crying. I mean, to have our kids taken from us, we've never been separated from our kids. We don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't do drugs, we've never abused our kids. We love one another, we love our family. And what happens, I called Megan Gallagher, I called her just crying, just asking her, I mean, when are we getting our kids back? And the woman was laughing so hard, 25-year-old Megan Gallagher was laughing so hard, she had to muzzle the phone as I was crying. And I just, you know, after we got done with the conversation, I just laid on the floor in the living room on the floor and just kept crying. That's all I could do was cry. I mean, it gets to the place, I would probably say for the first year, me and my wife were so broken, all we could do was cry for our kids.
This lady was actually laughing?
Yeah. Yeah, she was. It's amazing the people they've given this power to, because what it is, she had this steel rod coming out of her tongue. She's one of these like the new movement among the young people, this death look and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is Megan Gallagher, and they've given him this power to come in and to take people's kids. Now one of the problems is we don't, our kids are homeschooled, okay, and one of the issues is also was. I don't know how you feel about this, but we didn't have our children immunized. We have in Florida, you get an exemption that is called a religious exemption from the health department.
How do I feel about that? I wouldn't. If I had a child, I would not let them touch my child with a vaccination.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Good. Okay, so we had religious exemption, and she stated in the documentation that we were anti-government, we were against the medical establishment, we were paramilitary, and all kinds of stuff.
All right, hold that thought, Greg. We've got to take a break. All right, stick with me. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog with my guest, Greg Pound. We'll be back in 3 minutes, republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with us. It gets better.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up here. I've got my guest, Greg Stephen Pound, on the line. Greg, tell me, this Megan Gallagher, her demeanor, other than the fact that she was laughing at you on the phone, you saw her in person, did you not, at some point? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You saw her in person at some point?
Right.
Okay. And tell me, what was her overall demeanor as far as... You know how some people have a condescending look or, guilty till proven innocent look or whatever. I mean, was just this lady just...
Well, see, her problem was she was on the sheriff's department and she had this authority and this power. You know how it is when you come across people who are real arrogant and just when they have that power, the authority of the state, it's almost like they look down on you. I mean, to me, it's just, people in civil service are supposed to be servants.
Right.
Not oppressing people. She had this theory that she was out to oppress people. I mean, here, me and my wife, she wears long dresses. I mean, we're a very conservative family. We don't smoke, drink, do drugs.
Right, you said that, yeah.
Yeah, and she slammed us, in the reports because we don't have a television. I mean, just because we don't have a television, they said the kids are being deprived. And
I wouldn't say that. I think that's a good idea,
yeah.
Considering what comes out of the boob tube. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so Just the allegations, if you were to look at the documentation, I mean, she was charged with 26 cases of falsifying documentation. And it's just unbelievable. She's 26 accounts of grand felony, third degree. She's third degree. It says falsifying records, third degree, grand theft, third degree.
Who charged her with that, Greg?
Well, it says right here, it says this was in the Sixth Judicial Circuit Court of Florida.
Okay.
This is the same court where Terry Schiavo was starved to death. Now, you have to realize that this whole court system is totally out of control. I mean, it is a mess. It's like today, I mean, this is because, I'm just telling you, there's a war going on if the American people don't wake up and see it. Right now, there's a war. I mean, we are being beat down. We are being oppressed to the worst degree. I mean, we've had three guys dead this week being stunned by stun guns. I mean, one guy took his wife to the hospital on the way home. And when the police officers pull you over here, I mean, they tell you what to do. They tell you. And if you, I mean, it's almost like a militant thing. It's like this one Afro-American guy in Tampa. They shot him 96 times because he shot a police officer. What happens? People get tired of the harassment of these guys. I mean, we are like being oppressed. You can see it. Today, another police officer got shot. I mean, he's trying to come in this man's home and take over his home. The guy shot him. But then the guy shot himself, too. I mean, and so what happens, I just think it's, and that's what they do. Is, I mean, they're coming in here with an iron fist. When these officers came in and took my kids, I asked them, I said, listen, don't you have to have a warrant to do this? And the officer told me, this is what he told me. He said, I said to him, I said, you know, I said, I mentioned a thing about Hitler coming in and taking and destroying family stuff. And he said to me, he said, all I do is what I'm told. If they tell me to jump, I just ask them how high.
Mm-hmm.
See, and so what happens, he said, I got a wife and I've got responsibilities and I got to pay my bills and all these other things. It goes on and on. But I said, are you going to pay them by doing this evil, by stealing our little kids? I can remember to this day watching the terror and our kids screaming and crying as they're going down the hall. As they've got 5-6 officers in this room on me and my wife as we're at the hospital visiting our daughter and taking our kids from us.
How many children do you have, Greg?
We have 5 children. They have 4 of them, and you wouldn't believe, I mean, Michael, if you could see, our children have been to the doctors now over 100 times under their care. Over 100 times.
All right, now, wait a minute. Let me stop you here. You're saying that they've been to the doctor over 100 times. Is this because they're giving them psychological evaluations? Are they putting on psychotropic drugs? What are they doing?
Our children have been so sick. Our children were perfectly healthy. If you look at the pictures, they will not even allow me to put the pictures of our family picture in the court record, because if they look at our kids now and look at them then and see how happy they were. I'm looking at a picture right now. I look in the newspaper, and here's a picture of my little daughter. It says Elks Fun Day for Children with Special Needs. And they've got my little daughter, Hannah, sitting there, and her little sister, and you ought to see how sad these children look. And they have them in the newspaper. I happen to find this in the newspaper. And so what I did is I took the picture of my daughter before they took them, and you could see just how happy our children were. I mean...
Okay, but again, let me go back. They've been to the doctor over 100 times. Do you know whether they are now on psychotropic drugs or whether they had been through psychological evaluations?
Oh, yeah. It's like, for instance, everything you can imagine, they've done everything to them from, I mean, I've tried to get their records from the psychological evaluations that they go to, to this lady over in St. Pete. I mean, these are all court providers. It's like my son. None of our kids had any cavities whatsoever. My son now has 6 big cavities. I mean, it's 6 big ones to the place where this past month one of the fillings fell out, and they had to give him put a crown on his tooth. I mean, the teeth are. I mean, our kids have been so sick, stomach aches. My daughter is 7 years old, and she's only weighing like 35, 34 pounds because she's been so sick. She would call on the phone, and when I would talk to her and stuff, when we could talk to him on the phone at the beginning of the situation, she'd be crying and saying, Daddy, my stomach hurts. My stomach hurts. And then the medication they had her on, she would tell me that she was going to the bathroom and bed in the middle of the night. She was going, you know, she said she pooped in bed. And, I mean, and it all had to do with the medications they had our kids on. And it's just like, our kids have been, I mean, you know, it's like, it's and just the stuff that they put us through. Me, my wife. And you know, right now I've got 2 things going here. I went to the
Okay, I got to stop you, Greg. We got to go to another break, and then we'll have a long segment, okay? Stick with me. Then we'll go to some calls. We got Richard in Alabama on the line, too. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming with you, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas on republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with us. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, Michael Herzog, back with you, The American Awakening. This is a long segment here. I've got Greg Stephen Pound on the line with me, talking about his children and the horrific events that have happened. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Greg, we've got a caller on the line. You want to take him?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Greg and Michael. Hello? Richard? Richard? Is he there? I guess Richard's not here.
Well, we might have to just call back.
Okay. Richard, if you want to call back, you can call back. It's 800-313-9443. Okay, let's go ahead. I want to talk a little bit about the situation with your wife. Now, did your wife get pregnant after the event happened?
Yeah, well, it was a year after. I mean, It was 2004. No, it's almost been 2 years, 2006. We had another baby on the 4th of February.
Okay. So when she had another baby and you guys were living together, and then what happened? Did you get some kind of a document? Somebody knock on your door?
Yeah, what they did, they came out again and they filed They filed this. They came out and filed a false police report. Now this is. I'm in Pinellas County, Florida, where the Terry Schiavo thing is. This is where Charlie Crist is from, our new governor of our state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, these people are downright. I mean, they've got an agenda, and their agenda is to break us down. I mean, when they're coming in, this new world order or whatever, it's like, you know, as you listen to Truth Radio, you listen to Republic Broadcasting, and you hear the truth on what's going on in our country. I mean, it's a real thing happening here.
It's not just happening there. It's happening all
right.
over. As a matter of fact, there's another case. Well, I know of several of them. A lady up in Chicago has lost her kids. She spent over $1 million trying to get them back, and she's actually they're setting up what is called the Illinois Family Court Accountability Advocates, because this is what I want to emphasize to all listeners out there, is this isn't just an isolated event. This is being orchestrated and engineered, and it is the rule as opposed to the exception. They are looking to take your children away from you, looking for any reason they can. And Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, that they're actually being funded by the Fed, but the federal government, they are
right.
getting funds to do this.
Right.
Right. Okay, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. And so, you know, that's you know, the situation in Pinellas County. When you file a false police report, that's a third-degree felony. I've been trying now since that time to get the sheriff's department, the sergeant of the officer, Donald Klass, who took the report, to take this false police report, send it off to the state attorney's office so I can get these people prosecuted for what they've done. And I have him on tape telling me, we're not doing that. I said, why aren't you going to do that? He said, because I'm not going to do that. So then I go to the next step, the internal affairs on the sheriff's department. And I work with Gillette. His name is Sergeant Gillette, I believe it is, in the internal affairs. And he tells me the same thing. We're not going to do nothing about it.
Okay, let me stop you right there. This caller dropped his phone, evidently. Okay. So let's go to him. It's Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Greg and Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, I lost the phone. I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Richard. You got a question or comment?
Well, in Alabama, whenever there's something that affects a black person, like a black employee being fired by the city or something like that, the blacks will turn out en masse. And they don't read Bible scripture to the public officials. They stomp the floor and they curse and they get results. And they turn out, and they never turn out in less than 50 in a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And they get results. And if they don't want their children vaccinated, their children are not vaccinated.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you, white people do the same thing, well, they'll call out the SWAT team and shoot us. But anyway... Those police complaint forms are supposed to be verified. That means they're supposed to be notarized
mm-hmm.
or else signed by three witnesses, and none of them ever are. So it's not actionable perjury. But then again, it's not a legitimate complaint when they don't get it notarized and you have a right to return for cause without dishonor. Of course, it's too late to do that. But
Go ahead, Greg.
Well, see, the situation is, as you're talking about the Afro-American situation, you watch the website called FreeOurKids.com, and you'll see they're beating down they're picking on three classes of people: the poor, the fatherless, and the widows, those who can't defend themselves against what they're doing. I mean, me and my wife's goal wasn't to get rich, even though we live clean in a four-bedroom, two-bath home. But at the same time, I mean, it's like our purpose in life was to live for our families, I mean, for our kids, and we belong to a strong home fellowship where we're all family-oriented. And it's just really sad. See, the Afro-American people, they had to fight for their freedom. And what happens is, and we're going to have to fight again for our freedom and as Americans. And it's not going to be just the Afro-Americans. It's going to have to be the Afro-Americans. It's going to have to be the Caucasians. And I'm just telling you just what they're doing is just—it's an oppressive situation. What we're seeing going on again in America.
Well, you go into your website, or this website here that you had given me, this FreeOurKids.com, and you can just read story after story after
yeah.
story after story of the same thing.
Right.
And so you have to ask yourself, you know, what's really going on here?
Right.
And Richard, you say, well, you know, if the black population, if something happens to them, they go and stomp their feet. Well, and the white population, you know, they get arrested. The SWAT team comes out. So, you know, the bottom line is there's an agenda behind this. And, you know, they are being funded by the Fed. Now, I've heard rumor, and I don't know, you know, how much truth is this because I haven't gone down the rabbit hole on it. But I've heard rumor that they get a fixed amount of money for each child that they're able to take.
Right.
Is that, Greg, is that true?
Well, what it is I have right on, I went this past week, they were having their Senate meetings up in Tallahassee. They were in session here, our government was in Tallahassee. And I went to the last meeting with Butterworth, who's the new appointee over the Department of Children and Family, and Senator Storm out of Tampa, who's the head chair over the Department of Children and Family. At that meeting, I actually have, I can play right now. You can listen to what Butterworth says as he's coming in as the new person over to DCF talking about the internal, about the laundering of money. He states that they're going to lose their federal funding. I mean, when you hear what he's got to say, and then you hear how Walmart, then you'll hear the situation about Walmart and the laundering of I mean, just this stuff going on with the kids for money. Do you want me to play this?
Well, how long is the clip, first of all?
Oh, the clip is, this will only be maybe 5-10 seconds.
Okay, well, wait just a minute here. Richard, have you got anything else?
Well, I guess not. I really sure do regret this.
This is terrible, and it's you know, something that needs to be, it comes to the light because the mind numbed American public at large doesn't have a clue
right.
that this is going on, and the only time that they wake up and realize what kind of a state they live in is when it happens to them directly. And you know, people that, like us and like Greg, that are trying to wake these people up, they have no idea what they're in for. Anyway, thank you for the call, Richard. I appreciate it, okay? All right. Now, back to this clip. This gentleman, the clip that you wish to play, Greg, is who exactly?
This is Butterworth. This is the new man that's been replaced. The lady who was over the Department of Children and Family and what they're trying to do. I mean, there's so much internal. I mean, they know in Florida we have a major problem. These kids are being beat to death. They're being used for sex. They're being used for money. I'm talking about little children. I mean, just the pictures that I have, just what's going on in Pinellas County.
Well, I know that there has been over 3,000 children in Florida that have disappeared.
Yeah.
Right. His title is what exactly?
He's the new person over the whole Department of Children and Family, DCF.
Okay, and you got about a 10-second clip. Go ahead and play it.
I'll just go ahead and... let me just click it on right here, and this is, here we go.
Balance. One had a 7-page rap sheet, the other had a 9-page rap sheet. The CFO admitted to changing invoices. Upon the investigator giving the CEO his findings, the CEO tore it up. Wanted it all to disappear, so it was all inaccurate. The board happened to find out of that particular investigation because they asked for it. On the 9th of April, the CBC contacted us, said they were having a special meeting on April 13th, Friday. They said they didn't tell us, but they said the situation is worse than we thought it was. Police were involved. We immediately got the Inspector General of DCF involved.
Okay.
All right. Now, the investigator handed these documents to the CEO, and the CEO tore them up.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And what it is, I mean, as he's coming in, I mean, things are so much worse than what they ever imagined on the laundering of children here in the state of Florida for money. It's just now the next clip is going to be Senator Storm talking about how Walmart, listen to what it says about Walmart and these gift cards and what's happening with the children.
All right, now wait just a minute. How long is this clip, Greg?
This clip is only going to be about 5 seconds. Both of them are just, the whole thing was a Senate meeting that I was at, and I just got these two clips out so our listeners can hear. See, he's saying things are much worse than what you could imagine. And then this next little clip here just explains if you listen close to about the Walmart issue and the gift cards and how they're using kids. I mean, for this laundering of money, it's totally crazy.
Okay, go ahead. Play it.
Okay, let's go. Let me just clip it on here. Here we go.
And so I have a series of matters that need to be, and I will pursue those, including truth, transparency, and budget, and costs on administration on CBCs, accountability for true outcomes on children, restrictions on fundraising, which starves the providers and continues to build the power base of the CBCs. You can't do both. Work with the providers. That's all that this senator has.
Okay.
Okay, you have to forgive me, but what exactly does that mean?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, what that simply means is I didn't go back far enough on my tape here. Let me just click it one more time. You need to hear the part about Walmart because of the laundering of children.
This originally intended to do. Abuses of power occur when people have absolute power, or at least when they believe they have absolute power. When you can get to the point where people in a child welfare agency leadership apparently are taking Walmart gift cards for foster kids and appropriating them and doing that, you have extreme abuse of power.
My land.
Okay.
They're taking Walmart gift cards in exchange for what?
Yeah. I mean, this is what we're talking about. I mean, these kids, the parents are being, I mean, that's why people need to watch the website freeourkids.com. I mean, we need to see that it's total corruption. The whole system has become so corrupt that, it's totally unbelievable.
Okay, well, let's go back for a minute. And I don't mean to keep jumping around here, but we were talking about your wife. You had a new baby, and then they came in and they falsified some more documents.
Right.
Now you and your wife and your baby, I assume it's a baby daughter, right?
No, boy.
Okay, it's baby boy. Yep. You're all there. They serve you with some other kind of fraudulent documents, right?
I mean, it's in a police report. It's a police report where they lied, falsified documentation, and the intent was to come out and to take this newborn baby.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Let's back up. All right, so they show up here with these documents.
Right.
Now, did they show up at that point to take your newborn baby?
Right, that was their intent.
All right, so how did your wife happen to, slip out the back door?
No,
she wasn't
home.
Oh, she wasn't
right,
home.
Right, she wasn't home. I wasn't home. And so what happened is when they came to the house, my mother wouldn't let them in the house. And then what happens is when they got enough police out there, she finally let them in the house. They did a search of the house. My wife wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is after the whole thing got going, I went down to the sheriff's department, got the police report, and read it, and all it is, it wasn't the officer, it was the Department of Children and Family. They filed these false police reports. It's like the police officer told me. He said, all we are reporters. Whatever they tell us, we write down in a police report, we file it in the record, and it goes from the record, then it's in the court record. And so I was trying to figure out, I called the sheriff's department, I want to know, how can they, but the officer caught them lying three times. So when the officer caught them lying three times, I mean, it was so crazy. This lady told the officer, my wife has had she's had four babies, and she's had babies out in the woods, and they'd have to go find her and have to take her to the hospital. Now, that's so crazy. It's just the officer figured out, he said, this sounds a little kooky. So he asked her another question.
Now, is this the lady that's the, what's her name? The one that you're talking about that is...
No, Megan Geller's out of the picture.
Oh, okay. This is another one just like her, though, right?
See, what happens is they've come against a family. The state attorneys one day me and my wife came on court. They said, out of all the families we came against, you two have put up the hardest fights out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2 years in our case. I mean, these two ladies come out and they just said, listen, We've broken down a lot of people, but you two have put up the hardest fight.
But again, let me stop you. These ladies are in the same professional capacity, if you will, as this Megan Gallagher was.
Exactly. Well, right. they're protecting DCF. All the funding money that they're getting that's coming into their bureaucracy in Pinellas County court system, when you look and see, I mean, that's why they've got so many people locked up in jail. That's why they're kidnapping people's kids. When you see the federal funding that they're getting for this, and when it comes to children, it's unlimited. The needs of a child It's just totally. It's just unbelievable.
Okay, so let's go there for a minute. I'm gonna put the situation with your wife and your baby on the side for a minute. Let's go into this funding issue.
Right.
You know, what happens is they take them. They ultimately leave them in, or they have responsibility of them. They put them in daycare or whatever, and then at some point they farm them out to foster care. Correct.
Right, and then their goal is to adopt them. It's like yesterday they were supposed to adopt my kids out. I was going to lose my rights to my kids.
All right. Well, let me stop you, though.
Okay.
They pay the foster family a certain amount of money to take care of the child. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. But the amount of money that they're getting, the federal funding, is much, much more than what they're giving to the foster children,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I got you. Okay.
Right. It's like they get $150,000 per year for a child. They might give the foster parents $1,000 a month. Which is $1,000, and they'll pay for, like, they got the daycares paid for. They're in daycare from, my kids are in daycare from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what happens, I mean, I see them 2 hours a month, but they're in daycare, and they bring us our kids with lice in their hair, ringworm on their face. My daughter Joanna had diaper rash so bad the skin was peeling off her. They bring us our kids running high fever, snot running out of their noses.
Are they in some sort of a state facility, like a juvenile facility, or what?
No, they call them foster parents.
All right, wait a minute. We're going to take a break. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Greg Stephen Pound. See you in three.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening. Short segment coming up here with my special guest, Greg Stephen Pound, talking about this horrendous experience of his children being taken away from him. Still fighting to get them back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, now, Greg, they're in foster care, and you see them twice a month or once a month for 2 hours, and they have lice in their hair, and they're, I mean, what, do you? I assume they do not tell you where they are exactly, right?
No, that's not the problem. Finding out, they want me to know where my kids are because they've terminated my wife's rights. They're waiting for me to do something. They put my police report that I'm dangerous and I carry a gun. I've never carried a gun in my life. And I'm not dangerous.
So in essence, what they're trying to do basically is set you up to where they're hoping you'll go in and try to kidnap the
kids.
Well,
where we're at right now, my wife is out of the picture. I mean, they have no problem getting my wife and getting our newborn baby, but they know that right now, with the way things are, for 2.5 years, they don't have nothing on me as their father, and they're doing everything they can to try to get something on me. I mean, they're pushing me. And they're putting pressure on me, and they've got, and I know it's like, if it wasn't for the Spirit of God, the Spirit of holiness, I mean, these people are ruthless. I mean, they are out to win. When it comes to the court winning, there's no right or wrong with this court system. When it comes to them winning, there is no right or wrong. I was put in jail for 30 days. Two CPI agents came while I was visiting my kids, and they were looking for my wife, and they wanted to know if I knew where my wife was. I told them, listen, I don't know where my wife is. And I'm not, even if I did know where my wife is, you cannot compel me to find out where my wife is through me, because me and my wife are one. You're trying to get evidence out of me. It's like trying to compel me to give evidence against myself.
So they basically put you in jail under what, a contempt charge or something?
We went to court the next day, and the two CPI agents, along with the two state attorneys, the two women state attorneys, along with the two CPI agents, and I'm before a woman judge, Judge Marielle Fleming. When you watch the website freeourkids.com, Judge Fleming, you'll see here case after case after case what they've got going here, this racketeering scheme for all this money they're making. She went ahead and she said, Mr. Pound, now I have this on videotape at my visit with my kids, the whole interview. I told them, listen, I don't know where my wife is. They said, Mr. Pound told us that he knew where his wife is. And I said, Your Honor, I have rebuttal evidence, the direct testimony of the state, and there are two witnesses. And she said, well, we're not looking at that. I said, what do you mean we're not looking at it? She said, no, you're going to jail. You're going to jail for 30 days. And so that's where their torture treatment for 30 days, they tried to break me when I was in jail.
So, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Okay, you had evidence to refute what the allegations were, and the judge said I don't want to look at it. You're going to jail for 30 days, and the reason they're doing this is to try to punish you, to get you to give your wife up, right?
No. They're trying to get me to go mad. I mean, my kids have been abused by the DCF right in front of me at my visits. When this story comes out, when these people finally come down. I mean, when they brought my kids in, and my kids haven't, I mean, I bring food for my kids every visit. I get to see them 2 hours a month. When I come, they anticipate Daddy bringing, like, I bring pomegranates and dates and figs and yogurt, and they don't eat. All they feed them is junk, like hot dogs and just cheap garbage food. We don't eat that kind of food.
Okay, well, tell me, we've only got about a minute, and then we got to take a break at the top of the hour, but how are you saying that they're being abused right in front of you?
Well, what they did, the officers went ahead. I bring my video camera every time. These two officers said that I stuck my video camera in, so the next time I came with the food and stuff, said, you can't bring any food in. I said, what do you mean I stuck my video camera in? So I went and I ordered the tape, the videotape of when I came into that office. They searched me. They went through all my bags. They go over me with a wand, and they said they made the allegation that I snuck a video camera in.
Okay, let's take a break on that, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
Michael Herzog,
yet.
American Awakening. Stick with me. We'll be right back.
It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, call